Most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Ribon. So the Rambam is machmal lachatchila for this Ribon. That if it's not banat al-yidei bishul, right, al-yidei tzliya, then it doesn't have the status of not banat. So then we saw all the Rishonim say in the Shulchan Aruch quotes, this kula of not banat, that it doesn't create basa b'cholav is only with respect to basa b'cholav because he's starting off with hetera bola. But if it's a not banat di yisure, then it goes on and on forever. Even not banat, 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 afilo ad asora natim will also be also. So we saw the Prima Godim and Simon Tzadik Dalit and the Nishbetzois and the Siv Seidas and the Siv Seidas, I don't know which Siv Kotlin is here, Chof Aleph, I think. Chof Beis. Dibra Hamaskal She'elo, Chof Gimel. No, Chof Beis, Chof Beis. Dibra Hamaskal She'elo. Starts a paragraph. He wants to know She'elo, not banat Yisur, is it Dereis or Derabon? Nafkamina is what if you'll have a suffix. If you're dealing with an issue deraisa, we would say suffix deraisa luchumra. If you're dealing with an issue derabana, we would say suffix derabana lukula. So what's the status of not banat isur? So he wants to be poshet the shaila from a quotation from the Sefer Mitzvos Katan from the Smak. The Smak has something to say about chaticha nas nebele b'shari sum. So that's what we just started to scratch the surface. So we didn't finish the sentence yet. Okay. So again, so the Gemara has a machlokes tanoim on daf kuf ches amud aleph. The Mishnah kuf ches amud aleph, very famous Mishnah. That's a sugya that's known as tipas cholov. Mishnah talks about tipas cholov shenafla ala chaticha. A drop of milk falls on a piece of meat. So if he gives nesinas tam cholov into the meat is going to be awesome. Mitam basam cholov. If it doesn't succeed in giving nesinas tam, the meat will be muta. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanoim. What happens if the tipas cholov does succeed in giving tam into the basar, and it became basam cholov, and then later on this piece of meat falls into a big kedera full of reiter, full of meat, and everything is cooking now. Now the tam of the cholov is mispashit, and the whole Kedera and all of the Reitev, and now you no longer taste the flavor of the Cholav. Would you say that the original Chaticha is Chayzala Hetero or not? So that's a Shaila, whether Epshel Sochta was also Epshel Sochta was Mutter. We know that you still have Cholav in the Chaticha's Basar. The Ramban has an expression here in the Sefer Chidush HaRamban on Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Ramban has an expression, Ein Hagola Ba'ichlin. When you have a trefet kli and you do hagola, so we assume that the hagola takes out all of the bliya and there's nothing left. That's the assumption that we have. What if you have a piece of kosher food that has a bliya of trefes in it, and you'll take this piece of meat, have a piece of meat that has a bliya of trefes, have a piece of meat that has a bliya of milk, and I'll put it into a pot of burning hot water. So the Ramban says you have no right to assume that there's hagola barichna. That's just like if you put a trefet kli into burning hot water, into roischim, so the whole bliya comes out. You have no right to assume the whole bliya comes out. You should always assume that part of the trefa bliya, part of the milchik bliya, is still going to remain behind in the meichel. But it's mizbatl b'shishim, so that's a machlokes amoraim and gemara, where the efshel l'sochta osa, efshel l'sochta muta. Efshel l'sochta means I succeeded in squeezing out so much of the tam of the cholov, or the trefa tam, that's unclear. Where the gemara is only talking about basa b'cholov, the Gemara is talking even if an Issa falls into a heter. Rashi in his commentary, Kuf Tes Amanal, Rashi writes, an Issa fell into a heter. An Issa fell into a heter. Rashi writes over here, Kuf Ches Amanal. Umayka Sober Abeb Shalasoch the Bisa Shinivla Beheta. Instead of saying that Chola was nivla into Basar, instead of learning, the Gemara is talking about Basar B'Chola. That's the whole context. Instead of saying Basar B'Chola, Rashi says it's a universal Shal. So Rashi seems to have understood that the discussion in the Gemara, the machlokes hatanaim, whether chaticha nas nevela or not, whether efshel l'sochta also, efshel l'sochta muta, is not restricted only to basa b'chola, but even applies to shari surim as well. And most of the Rishonim, that's the Rabbeinu Tam also agrees with that. That's on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Tosfos quotes the machlokes Rabbeinu Ephraim, Regensburg, and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Shukot the Mesilka, the bottom Tosfos, are famous Tosfos. Here in the neighborhood by the Broyers people, when they have a bris milah, so they say a piyut in the middle of Brichas Amos, Noidelcho, or Brischo Shachasam to Bib Sarena, so they have a long piyut. So others have hesitance, others hesitate saying the piyut. It's a hepsik in the middle of the Brichas Amos, so they say, no, this is composed by the Rabbein Ephraim. That's a different Rabbein Ephraim. There were a lot of Rabbein Ephraims. This is Rabbeinu Ephraim from Bonn. This is Rabbeinu Ephraim from Regensburg. This Rabbeinu Ephraim is famous for his Shittas and Halacha. The other one is famous for his Piyutim, two different Balei Tosfos. So this Rabbeinu Ephraim is the majority opinion. You have Rashi on Kuf Ches and Kuf Tes, and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosfos on Kuf Omen Aleph, Dibra Maschil Kodem Esilko, they say explicitly that Chatich and Asnavela even applies to Shaar Yisurim. And Rov HaRishonim don't agree with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rov HaRishonim hold that Chatich and Asnavela, as it appears in the Sugya Kuf Ches, is only with respect to Basel B'cholav. The Gemara never says a word about Chatich and Asnavela B'Shaar Yisurim. If anything, the Rabbeinu Ephraim and all the Rishonim have rias from the Gemara against the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is going to have to defend this position. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam said that we'll have to work on. We'll have to spend time on that. How is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam going to read the Gemara Daf Kuf, which seems to contradict their opinion? But I'll come upon him, there is this Machlekes HaRishonim. Now, if you have, so this we saw already, if you have a Chatichas Heter that was Boleya Iser, and then you succeeded in removing it entirely, took out all of the Tam HaYiser. So that was a Gemara we had with Feirish. By Trey Gelalei de Milcha, that's the last line on Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Trey Gelalei de Milcha is when you have you're broiling flesh that was not yet salted, so the dam that's going to drip down is going to be dam that's osa. It's going to be dam shebishlo. We paskan la'alach is only osim d'rabbanan, because dam shebishlo is not royal zrika al gabi hamizbeach. So whatever is not, the chumish says you're not allowed to drink dam. Kol nefesh became the soch lo dam. Ani nesatav lachem alam izbeach lachaper. And parshas tzav it says you're not allowed to drink blood, even blood from chickens. Chickens are not korb al gabi hamizbeach. Even blood from chaya is not korb al gabi hamizbeach. Even blood from a behemah schulen also not korb al gabi hamizbeach. If it's schulen, only dam of karbanos is korb al gabi hamizbeach. Nonetheless, the Torah says that chelav and dam is reserved for the mizbeach. So all chaylev of all behemoths is also, even though it's a behemoth schulman, even though it's a behemoth that you can't be makar of in hezbech, and all dam of behemoth chay b'yoif, even though chayis and torme b'nei yoyin akorev agabi mizbech, but all other b'yifas anat, and chayis, no chayis akorev agabi mizbech. That's the halacha. Then all dam is also, and chaylev of all behemoths is also, even if this particular dam chayl can't be korev. So Gemara Menachos has the discussion, what about dam shebishlo? Maybe I should say that since Dam Shebishla is not royal Zrik al Gabi HaMizbeach, so therefore there's no Issa Deraisa. So it's in the Shitas HaMechaber, it's questionable how the Mechaber passed. That's a Dion and Sfarda Shachren, they have a Machlokes, but they always follow the Mechaber, they always follow Rabbi Yosef Karo. Does Rabbi Yosef Karo hold that Dam Shebishla is Deraisa Derabbana? But the Ramah is very clear, Ramah writes explicitly, he passed Sfar Ashkenazim. Once every 100 pages, he has a kula. So he paskens fashkenazim a kula. The dam shebishlo is only the rabban. Usually has chumris. In the history books, they say that the Ramah has so many chumris and hilchas treifus. Everything the Mechaber says is muta. The Ramah is always machmer, except for one case where the Ramah is mekel and the Mechaber is machmer by the glat kosher. If you have a sircha and nereya, so the Mechaber says if it comes off very easily, then it's not to be. It doesn't have the din of the sircha. You don't assume that sofali noke, and there are most, but if you have to work hard in order to peel it off, then the mechaber would not be mekel. So that's called glat kosher, that it's smooth, that you didn't have to peel off the sircha. There are most mekel even if you spent an hour to rub and peel off the sircha, and then after you peel off the sircha, you blow up the reya, you hold the reya, to hold the lungs under the water, and you blow it, and no air comes out from that location where you peeled off the sircha. So it's an indication that there was no hole. So Ramah is mekel on that also. So in the history books, they say that one kula of the Ramah was worth more than all the chumras that he introduced. All the chumras that the Ramah introduced, the ilchas treifus, they rarely come up. The sirchas on the rear comes up all the time. Very high percentage of behemoths have sirchas. And a lot of times in Europe, they had to start peeling and rubbing and rubbing and rubbing and rubbing for an hour till the thing, till they would get the sircha off. So the Mechaber would hold that's not valid, that only if it comes off very easily, if it peels off easily. Okay, so here also, once in a long while, the Ramah does have a kula. So here the Ramah has a kula against the Mechaber by Dam Shebishla. Yeah. This is the Shaila, how do you read the Mishnah? Kuf Tesam and Aleph. It says, Halev, the bottom line on Daf Kuf Tesam and Aleph in the Mishnah. Second line, the first line is Akhal, the second line is Halev. Halev Korah Motzi Es Doma. When you shecht an animal, shecht the cow, so what do you do with the heart? If anyone is interested in eating the heart, so you have to slit it, chest of the Arab, you have to make a slit. and squeeze out as much blood as he can. What if lo koro? What if I didn't cut the heart? What if I just took the heart the way it is and I cooked it in the pot? So it says in the Mishnah, Einar over olav. You don't get malchus. You're not in full violation of the Issa Deraisa. Why not? So the Gemara in Menachas, Dav Chafalef, Amen Aleph, Tesis tells you to look at Menachas. Gemara Menachas, Chafalef, Amen Aleph has two pshatim in this Mishnah. The one pshat is because the lave, it's talking about the lave of an oaf, so it doesn't have a kazayas. Rashi writes like that. Bekrisis mukimlo, the last two lines in Rashi. Bekrisis mukimlo, the lave oaf, a chicken's heart. Shem bedoma kazayas. Avo bebehema chayiv koris, because if he the heart of a behema has the volume of a kazayis, so he will be chayiv koris. And Tosfos says, but that's only at one point. The Gemara said that the real maskanas of the Gemara is because dam shibishla is only the rabbanim. Dam shibishla ain't over all of it's only nisa the rabbanim. So that's how the Ramah paskins like Tosfos. It looks like a machleg is Rashi and Tosfos. Looks like Rashi. Rashi quotes that line in the Gemara in Menachos and Krisis. Rashi quotes from Krisis Dav Chav Beis and Menachos Dav Chav Aleph that the Halev Lo Kor Eino Ever Olav only goes if it's Lev off because it's Pachas Mikazayis. But if it would have been a Kazayis, then there would have been an Issa Koris even though it's Mevushal. And we paskin at the Ramon and Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. So Dam Shadishla is only the Rabbanim. So let's say you're broiling steaks. So there are two ways to broil steaks. Either you salted the steak in advance and then you broil it, or you didn't salt the steak in advance, and by broiling it, you're going to succeed in removing all of the dam. It says in Shulchan Aruch, we have a chumrah, we'll have to learn it. You shouldn't broil two different types of steaks on the same broiler. If you have steaks that were never salted, if you're going to broil steaks that were never salted before, you should broil those on one broiler. And the steaks that were salted already before, you should broil on a different broiler. You shouldn't broil them on the same broiler. Why? There's a concern that the broiler will be balei adam from the steak that was not salted in advance, and it'll become treif. So if the next time you're going to broil another steak that was never salted before, so the new steak is giving out dam, so while it's busy, agad atar lemiflat leibola, since it's busy giving out its own dam, so it's not going to be rebalea back the dam that's balua in the broiler. But if you're going to do steaks that already were salted, and they're not spitting out any dam now, they're giving out juice, so you're going to broil such steaks on the broiler on which you broil the steaks that didn't have malicha in advance, so the broiler has a bli of dam, so then there's going to be a problem. Maybe the steaks that were salted already are not going to be balea from the dam that's below in the broiler. So they recommend Shulchan Aruch should have two different broilers, one broiler for steaks that were salted already and one broiler for steaks that were not salted. Fine. So here we have the Gemara. This tregel de milcha, if you, the bottom line on kuf yed beis amud aleph, if you broil steaks that were not yet salted, so the stuff that's going to drip down is going to be dam, real dam. It's not going to be dam with an isa deraisa because dam shebishl is only the rabbanon, okay? So it'll be dam that's awesome in the rabbanon. And then you're going to have also the schmaltz is going to fall down. So in the days of the Gemara, that was until very recently, it was considered very healthy. They didn't have such the cholesterol wasn't invented yet. They didn't invent the calories yet with all this stuff. The days of the Chazal, eating schmaltz was considered a healthy thing. So if you want to retrieve the schmaltz, how can you do that? The schmaltz is treif, it's cooking in the container on the bottom. The schmaltz is burning hot together with the dam, so it's treif. It has the belief of the dam. Dam shebishla, it's only the rabbanon, okay? So the Gemara says there's a way, a chemical method, whereby you can remove every speck of dam. That's how Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos. If you use the tregel lemelcha, kem shadam nifrish memena legamrei, and nishalo tam afilo mashu, nothing is left, so then it's chayza lehatera. So that's beferish in the Gemara. The efshala hafridoi by Shari Surim is mutter. If you have kosher food was balea trefus, and then you succeeded in removing it was balea ide bishul. The schmaltz was balea dam ide bishul, because it's sitting on the bottom of the pan, it's burning hot inside of the broiler, inside of the oven or inside of the broiler, and the dam with the schmaltz drips down, and they're balea from each other. So even though it's balea, vivado is bechamin, but if you have a chemical way to separate it, to remove all the dam, so that it's permissible to eat the schmaltz that's left. What would you say by basa b'cholav? You would also say, if you cook basa b'cholav and then you separate it, would you say that then it becomes mutter? Or do you say, no, basa b'cholav is different? So that's the shach we saw in Simak Kufei. And Siv Zayin, Siv Katni Yud Zayin, there was a long shach, and the shach had a machlokes. What is the chemical method whereby you can separate the basa from the cholov? So the shach is talking about a case where you have two chatichas tzli, one next to the other. One of them is basar, and one of them is flesh that was cooked in milk. So there's a bliya of milk in the flesh. And now I rinse off that piece of meat, and there's no longer any cholav on the outside, but there is cholav balua inside the flesh. And when I do tzli, two pieces, one next to the other, so Tosis develops a rule from the Gemara, ein balua yetzim mi kli le kli b'loi reitev, and ein balua yetzim echaticha lechaticha b'loi reitev. Bliya of cholav that's balua inside a piece of flesh is not going to transfer, is not going to move into the next chaticha. If you have nevela next to shchuta and they're broiling them one next to the other, so we assume that the nevela will succeed in penetrating, giving a bliya up until, at least up until kedei netila, up until a half an inch or so, 3/4 of an inch or so into the next chaticha. Sometimes it'll even transmit a bliya further. The Gemara said if it's a dov shamin, then it'll go past kedei netila. But if it's not a dov shamin, then it'll go kedei netila. So that's if you have a piece of nevela next to a piece of shchuta, and they're both touching each other. What if you have both of them are shchuta, but the one that's aser is also because it's basa b'cholav? So the cholav she habalua b'tocha will not succeed in transferring to the next chaticha. That's what Tosfos shows from the Gemara. Ein balua yotzei mechaticha lachaticha b'loi reitev. The balua will not go out, but the tam of the basar will go from the piece of basa b'cholav into the piece of ksheira, into the piece of shchuta that's next to it. So here you have a case where it's Epshala Hafrida, we have succeeded chemically in separating the Basa from the Cholav. So would you say that now it doesn't Aser? Let's say if the first piece, if you have two pieces of meat broiling one next to the other, and one piece of meat became treif because it was kavush with dam, or it was cooked with dam or something, or it was cooked with chazer, cooked with nevelis, cooked with nevelis atreifis. So that says in the Shulchan Aruch, whatever simon was there, ein b'lo yetzma chaticha lachaticha b'lo yiraitev. If you have the two chatichas one next to each other, so the b'liya will not succeed in going through from one piece to the other. So that's a shaila over here. If you have a piece of basa b'cholav touching the piece of basa shchuta, the basa shchuta and the cholav ha'b'lua b'tocha chaticha will not move over, only the basa. So that's a case of Epshel Afrida. So that's a machlekes achreinim, and it's really a machlekes harishonim. The Shach in another place. I remember one year where Rav Soloveitchik, he used to give a shiur in Yerideya every so often, pretty often. So one year when he learned Basa B'chala, this was the first shiur. This was shiur number one. About that Shach. He started with the Shach Simen Kuf Hei Sif Kot Nyud Zayin Efshel HaFrida. What's the din? Osar Amut. Then he gave, there's another Shach where it's questionable whether that's what the topic is. Where's the other shach? Here there's a little shach. And Simet Sarik Dalet Sif Kotten Yud. The little shach we discuss is the following case. I have a pot and I cooked milchik cereal. I cooked milchiks in the morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then I cooked fleshiks at 6 o'clock at night in the same milchik pot. So the fleshiks becomes basa b'cholav because it still has a bliya of cholav from 7 o'clock in the morning. It's still ben yomo. And the flesh becomes basa b'cholav and the pot becomes basa b'cholav. What if I'll wait till tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning? So it's after 24 hours after having cooked the milk, but it's within 24 hours of having cooked the meat. So what's the din in such a case? What's the din? The Gemara says Le'asa Torah L'kadera Bas Yoyma. The Gemara says in Psochem. The Gemara says in Nazir. In different Mesichtas. The Gemara says when it says in the Chumash in Parshas Matos that when they won the war against Midian and they confiscated all the treif of pots and pans and the frying pans and everything, so they had a kasher everything. The Gemara says that's only because they succeeded in winning the war and they wanted to use the pots and pans the same day within those days of when the Nochem used it for treifas. But if they would have waited 24 hours after the last possible time that the Nochem used it for treifas, it would have been mutam and atar to cook in the pot. You would never have needed neither hagola nor liban. You wouldn't have to kasher anything. Because once the bliya, the treif of bliya, sits in the kli for 24 hours, the charsis hagdera works on it and it's poigim it, and then when it's going to give tam, I'm going to cook kosher potato soup now, I'm going to cook vegetable soup now. So the tam that the treif of bliya is going to give into the vegetable soup for sure is going to be a nice tam levgam, and nice tam levgam is mutam. That's the Gemara. So why are we more religious than the Torah? If the Torah says that a kli sheni ben yama is mutter, so how can we insist that you have to kasher it? So that's the Gemara, the last daf of Masechus Avodah Zarah. That's gzeira ani ben yama, ata ben yama. They made a gzeira de rabbanon. And we mentioned that's a machlekes harishonim on that Gemara. Did the gzeira de rabbanon only apply when it's isura bola, when the pot had a bli of treifus? When the Nochrim cooked treifus in the pot, what if I cooked fleshiks in the pot, or I cooked milchiks in the pot? We all have two separate pots and pans, separate for fleshiks, separate for milchiks, separate dishes, and separate cutlery, and so on. Is that really beferish in the Gemara? Maybe the gzeir ene ben yom, atam ben yom only applies to Yisura Bola. Maybe by Hetera Bola, just have to put on a label that you'll know when is the last time you use it for fleshiks, when is the last time you use it for milchiks, and you won't use it within 24 hours. So that's the Ritva in the end of Masechus Avodah Zarah. The last half of Avodah Zarah quotes, he was a Talmud of the Ra'or, Rabbi Aaron Alevi. And the Ra'or was a grandson of the Rabbi Mizrahi Halevi. He was a very original thinker, like the grandfather. And his brother was even Rabbi Pinchas. The brother of the Ra'or was even more original than the Ra'or, and more original than the Rabbi Mizrahi Halevi. So this Ra'or, he only had one set of dishes. He mentioned he only had one set of pots and pans, one set of dishes, and he held that the gzeir ene ben yama ata ben yama was only made on Isura Bola. On a Terah Bola, they never made the gzeir. And then the Ritva says the Talmidim were pleading with him. So they asked him, of course we know that you're right. We don't question that you're right, but everybody else says that you're not Pekiris. They're just Mishum Arisayin, so you should have two sets of pots and pans, two sets of dishes. Says, no, a matter of principle, right is right, he's not going to give in. Hold the Hetera Bola, you don't need. You don't need the two sets of pots and pans, you don't need two sets of dishes. So in Shulchan Aruch Beferish, it says, we don't follow that opinion. What are we up to? It's one of the Simanim that we're almost up to now. That a Gedera, even a Gedera Sheina Ben Yomo, if you have a fleshik pot, so you're not allowed to cook milchiks within 24 hours, and if you waited 24 hours, then it's also mit rabbanon to cook milchiks in the pot. That's the gzeira ene ben yama, ata ben yama. So the Shulchan Aruch writes no machlekes, and Shulchan Aruch they don't quote this. They don't quote this ritva at the end of the last daf in Avodah Zarah b'shem hara'ah. But Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuvas quotes this shitas hara'ah to be mitzarfit with other shitas. If you have a shasat chak, so you have a tziruf of different tzdorim lahokel, so there's room to be megal. We wouldn't rely on the ra'or alone, but you have other considerations, other factors, so there's room to be megal. So in Shulchan Aruch, they don't even quote such a ra'or. Simit Sadi Gimel, so the father just quote that the gzeir ene ben yama, ata ben yama, even applies to hetera bola. So here the shach has this shaila, which we just had before, and Simon forgot what I just said. Yud somewhere, Tzadik Dalz in Kotnyu. So the Shach has this shaila. I have a pot, I cook milchiks 7 o'clock in the morning for breakfast, and then by mistake I cooked fleshiks at 6 o'clock in the evening, so the fleshiks becomes basa b'cholov because it has a bliya of milk that's going to come into the flesh. We assume it's probably not going to have shishim, so it's going to become basa b'cholov. And then I empty out all the basa b'cholov. I ate it, I didn't know, I threw it out, whatever. And then I wait till tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock is after 24 hours, after having cooked the milk, but it's not 24 hours after having cooked the meat. So is that a case of Efshel HaFrido? If you hold Efshel HaFrido by Basa B'Cholov is Mutter, is that a case of Efshel HaFrido? That you no longer have the Cholov? Because the Cholov was sitting in the Charsus HaGedera for more than 24 hours. So Noisin Tam Lev Gam, that kind of Noisin Tam Lev Gam, that the Bliya was sitting in the Charsus HaGedera for more than 24 hours, that's like Nifsal Me'achila. That's like Afra V'Alma. It's as if the Cholov doesn't exist anymore. The Basar is still there. The Basar is going to still be on Noisin Tam Lev Shvach until 24 hours after 7 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the evening when I cook the flesh. But the Cholov is commander. Leisid Dam, is that a case of Epshel Afridis? According to those opinions quoted by the Shach in Simi Kufay, and Siv Zayin, that Efshel HaFrido is Mutter, that's a Machlokes Halacha L'Maisa. Would you say over here also that it's Mutter? So that's what the Shach quotes the Bach holds like that it's after 24 hours, after one and after the other, that's Efshel HaFrido. So then it won't answer. Or should you say no, what do you mean? Nesin Tam Lev Gam doesn't mean that it's Kamanda Lesi Dama, that the Bli is Kafra B'Alma. No, what it means is, whatever I'm going to cook in the pot, it all depends what... Nice and tam l'gam. What's the original nice and tam l'gam? This tam l'gam is like this. I have some grapefruit juice. That's tevel. So tevel is also bachil. So the grapefruit juice fell into milk. And I don't have shishim. But the milk tasted better without the grapefruit juice. The grapefruit juice is acidic and it's sour. And the milk doesn't taste as good now as it tasted before. You can still drink the milk. It's a royal achil azadam. But would have tasted better if the grapefruit juice would not have fallen in. So that's called nesin tam levgam. When you have roiv of heter and a miut of iser, and if the heter would have tasted better without the iser having fallen in. And it's poigimid b'miktsas. It's still roi lachila. It's edible, but it would have been even tastier if the yisr would have not fallen in. So that's called nesin tam levgam. So Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon. What's the din? We pass on that nesin tam levgam is mutam. So based on that din, if the yisr that falls into the heter is poigimid b'miktsas, so the Gemara says any trefer kli, almost any, 98%. 98% of the time when you have a trefer kli and the trefer bli is sitting in the charsis agder for 24 hours, so that's called nesin tam levgam. So why is that called nesin tam levgam? What does that mean? So some rishonim and achrem, this amachlekes, the Rashban, the Torah abayis against the Berakah abayis, the Ra'oh. So some rishonim say, whatever you cook, see, I gave an example of grapefruit juice falling into milk. The grapefruit juice was treif because it's tevel and the milk is kosher, and it's nice and tam lagam. The milk would have tasted better if the grapefruit juice would have not fallen in. So that's an example of nice and tam lagam. So usually nice and tam lagam depends, what are the two things? What's the meduber? What fell into what? Are they compatible? Does it enhance the flavor? Does it change the flavor? Does it cause it to be poigam and miktsas? Let's say if you have a treif, a bli, and a kli that's sitting there for 24 hours, a lot of Rishonim say that 98% of the time, whatever you're going to cook in the pot, whether you're going to cook potato soup, a vegetable soup, whatever you're going to cook, the bli is going to be poigim mit b'miktsas. So some Rishonim say, that's called nesin tam levgam. Once in a while, we don't say like that. Let's say I have a kli that was bolea or yayin. So the Rishonim say, based on Gemara, is that yayin, apparently, the longer it sits in a kli, so it becomes even sharper flavor. It doesn't become levgam. That's why I say 98% of the time. On rare occasions, the bliya that was sitting in the charsis kader for 24 hours will still be nosin tam l'shvach. If you have a davar charef, we'll have to learn anymore. If you have a davar charef, if I'm cutting a davar charef, I'm cooking a davar charef now. So even the bliya, which is ein ben yomo, will be nosin tam l'shvach. Will no longer be nosin tam l'gam. So let's instead of 98%, we'll say 96% of the time. 96% of the time, with rare exceptions to the rule, whenever you have a tray for bliya that's sitting in the charsis hagdeira in the doifnakli for 24 hours, so it's going to make the next food into a nosin tam levgam. Whatever I'll cook afterwards, whether I'm going to cook tomato juice, milk, vegetable soup, chicken soup, whatever I'm going to cook, and whatever the bli is, almost all the time, 96% of the time, ruba de ruba, that bli is going to be nosin tam levgam into the food. So if you say like that, then it's also based on bittul. It means that the bliya, the trefa bliya, and the doifne hakli is still there. It's still intact. It's still roil achila. But whatever it's going to be mixed into next, whatever kosher food I'm going to cook in the pot later on, this trefa bliya and the doifne hakli will be nice and tam levgam in that michael. That's the normal way to say. And the Ra'or writes in the Berakah Abayis, that's how the Rashba understood. That Klisha ene ben yomo, the Gemara says, equates it with nosin tam levgam. How do they equate it? Whatever you're going to cook in the pot, the treif bli and the doifnak klisha ene ben yomo is going to be nosin tam levgam in the new Michael. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. And the Ra'or, in the Ha'oris, the Berakah Abayis, the Hasogas on the Sefer Torah Abayis, he says, no, that's not what it means. It means if a treif bli is sitting in the doifnak klisha for more than 25, a treif bli, a kosher bli, any bli that's sitting in the doifnak klisha, the charsis hagdeira does a job on it so much that it's considered nivgam where it is now. It's not re'el achilo sodom at all. It's considered nifsam achilo sodom. It's nifsa legame, it's ka'afra di alma. It's not mamish, not edible. It turns into heti. You don't have to wait till it get mixed in. You don't have to wait till the bliya, the treif of bliya, and the daif nakli enter into the vegetable soup or the chicken soup, whatever you're going to cook later. and you know in advance that 96% of the time is going to be Pogim Ibn Mikzas. No. As it stands right now, when it's sitting in the Derf Nakli, it's already Nifsal Me'achila Mikobakom. Yeah, what's an afgamina? Whether when it falls in later, it's going to be based on Nosen Tam Levagam is going to become bottle, or you say, no, the Dofne HaKli, the Charsus HaKdera, does a job on the Bliya, and it makes it Kafir Dialma. So one major nafgamina is, what's the din of Chometz B'Pesach? What's the din of Nosen Tam Levagam on Chometz B'Pesach? We have to step back a little bit. What's the din? Let's say someone is cooking some Michael on Pesach, and a little bit of chametz falls in, and you have shishim against it, and then you succeed in scooping out the chametz, and you throw it in the garbage. Fine. You flush it down the toilet, whatever. Well, you're right by matzah. So, and you have shishim against it. So we have the girs in the Gemara, imsochem and aflama and alef, the chametz b'pesach is b'mashu. We said that Rabbeinu Tam has the girsa of the Shilta, that it doesn't say chometz bePesach asis b'mashu hu kirav. He doesn't have that girsa at all. The Bahag had the also. Tosis quotes the Bahag doesn't have the girsa that asis b'mashu. We did that Tosis a little bit. Here was the Tosis Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, the big fat Tosis on the bottom of Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. So they quote the Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamin Omar Rabbi Hilchasa. So Rashi said b'mashuhu kirav. Rav said mimimina b'mashuhu. Rav paskens like Rav Yuda. Mimimina b'mashuhu. And because of chumra de chometz, that chometz has an isakoris and lo b'deli inshi minei, all year long people eat chometz. So Rav made gzeira min b'sheina mina ota mimimina. But mimimina is b'mashuhu. That's a dimin atorah. Because Rav holds like Rav Yuda. Mimimina is b'mashuhu. And Rav makes exeder rabbanon mim sheni min ota mim mimina. So Rav says the din is the chometz b'pesach mashuhu kirav. So Rashi understood in the Gemara that Rav paskens like Rav and Rav paskens like Rav Yudah. The mim mimina b'mashuhu all the way. So the Rabbeinu Tam loy goras Rabbeinu Tam b'mashuhu kirav. The mashma b'alocha is gedolus. The Bahak says on his own that since Rav said chometz b'zmana b'mimina b'ed shloy b'mina oiser and he didn't say how much. So the Bahag adds on, it's self-understood that it's b'mashuhu. So obviously the Bahag didn't have the gears in the Gemara b'mashuhu kirav. Otherwise he wouldn't have to interpret. So Taisis claims that those two words were added on into the Gemara. Alpi halachas gedolus muga b'svarim. That was added on into the text of the Gemara m'sochem daf lamed. Every so often Taisis will point that out. You have a statement in the Gemara hilchasa, and it's not from the Chachmei HaGemara. It was added on by the scribes. They copied it from the Sefer halachas gedolus. So this is one of the famous Tosis on Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Shiltas, the Chometz B'Pesach is not b'mashu. And on rare occasions, the Behetav writes in Hilchos Pesach, on rare occasions, if you have several Tzadim L'Hokel, you can be mitzarf this Rabbeinu Tam with other Tzadim L'Hokel to be mekel on that. But basically, we follow Rashi. We don't follow this Rabbeinu Tam and the Shiltas. We hold the Chometz is b'mashu, like the Bahag. Bahag didn't have the Gears in the Gemara like that. But he interpreted that that's what the Gemara means. The Chometz is b'mashu. Rashi had it in the Girs in the Gemara. The Chometz is b'mashu hu kirav. So we assume Chometz is b'mashu. So what did you say? Let's say if a little bit of Chometz falls into kosher lepesach dikas soup that's cooking, and then you take out the Chometz and you throw it out in the garbage. The Chometz was tasty and the soup is tasty, but the two of them don't blend in together because the Chometz was sitting in the pot of soup for 5 minutes and cooking along with it. And then I threw it out, so it's poigim mit b'mikzas. The soup still tastes very good, but it tasted better without the chametz having fallen in. So that's what we call nosen tam lavgam. If it would have been a different isa, if it would have been chaza, would have been nevela, would have been some other kind of treifas, chelev adam, that would fall into kosher food and it would be poigim mit b'mikzas, we would have paskin. That was the machlekes hatanaim in the end of Abay Dizar, machlekes abyuter Reb Shimon, where the dover. Whether Nosen Tam Lev Gam is Osir Amuta, we paskin Muta. So if it would have been another Issa, we would paskin Muta. What would you say by Chometz B'Pesach? Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashuhu. So when you have Nosen Tam Lev Gam, do you say that's considered Mashu? Or you say it's even less than Mashu? So that's a Machlekes HaRishon. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, that's a Machlekes, the Mechaber and the Ramo. The Mechaber says that Nosen Tam Lev Gam, who knows you're a day? Where's Nosen Tam here? Kuv Gimel. Simen Kuv Gimel is a simen about Nosen Tam Lev Gam. So the Mechaber writes in Nosen Tam Lev Gam is Mutter, and even at Pesach it's also Mutter. And the Ramo is Machma by Pesach. Since Chom is B'Pesach, is B'Mashuhu, and when you have Nosen Tam Lev Gam, when the Easter is nice and tam into the heta, but it's poigamid ben mitzvot. It's not nifsal me'achilos adam. It's not nifsal me'achilos adam. It tastes very good now, but it tasted better without the Easter. So the Ramot paskens that that's based on bittel. The Easter is less than 50%, but it's nice and tam. Tam is nirgash. You can discern it. You can discern it, but it was poigim and mitzvahs. The soup tasted better without the flavor of the chametz blending in. So the din of tam kikah doesn't apply here. And I said the issur is mizbatl beros. And mizbatl, we don't allow mizbatl on chametz bepesach. Chametz bepesach is b'mashuhu. That's what the Ramah holds. The chametz is b'mashuhu. So therefore, there's some tam lev gam is also. And the Mechaba holds a different reason. We'll have to figure out what's another reason. What could be another reason why there's some tam lev gam will be mutter. So we'll have to see. That's... There's a famous Prima Gordim at the beginning of Simen Kuv Gimel where he shows that there's a machlekes, the Ran and the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the machlekes. But the Prima Gordim sets it up even sharper than the Shulchan Aruch does. So he shows that this is a fundamental machlekes. The Prima Gordim points out this is a fundamental machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran. What is Nais and Tam Lev Gam based on? So the Rashba says that it's based on Bittel, that the Isser falls into the Itzer, the Chomets fell into the soup, and then I removed the Chomets. So really, it's clearly less than 50%. So as far as the BN, I take it out, so it should really be bottle beroyed. Aye, but there's a din of Tam Ki Iker. We hold Tam Ki Iker as their Isis. So here, the din of Tam Ki Iker was never said because of Poigim and Mikzah. Sure. But the first step in the whole story is that you say Bittel beroyed. So Chametz BePesach, you can't say Bittel beroyed. So that's how the Rashba holds. That every case in this Tam Lev Gam is based on Bittel beroyed. And there are more paskins like that. Therefore, chametz bepesach, which is b'mashuhu, so you can't say that nosin tam lev gam will be mutter. And the Mechaba holds like the Ran, who says, not like the Rashba, he says, no, it's not based on bittel beroyed. It's a different word. Let's say you have nevela sheina ruya lager. If you have non-kosher, let's say, salami, and leave that out of the refrigerator for a month, it's going to be so spoiled, if a person will eat it, he'll throw up from it. The dogs can eat it, let's say. It's not nifsa machilas hakela, but if people will eat it, they'll get sick from it. So if you have treif of food that nifsal ma'achilos adam, so we pass on that, that's mutter. Based on the pasuk, it says, what do you do with nevela? It says in Parshas Re'eh, v'socha kol nevela, lagera shabashrach et tetnana v'achol, amochol anochri. What do you do with nevela? Sell it to anochri, or give it to anochri. So the Gemara understands, that's machlegs of Shimon and Reb Yudah in the end of Avodah Zarah, daf samach ches, how do you read that pasuk? So we pass on that the mashmois of the pasuk, the connotation of the pasuk is, only nevela haruya lager kruya nevela. Only non-kosher food that's still royal achilos adam has an isa nevel. Once it becomes nifsam achilos adam, there's no isa nevel at all. Is that based on bittel beroyv? Has nothing to do with bittel beroyv. It's not bottle beroyv. It's bien. I have the trefa salami mamish bien. It's not mixed in with anything else. Absolutely a piece of flesh. But nifsam achilos. So the Ran says that that's what the din is. Nice and tam lev gam. Just like if you have an isa bien and it's nifsam achilos adam, is isa nepach lias heter. Agzeres akosuv that nifsam achilos adam is mutter. So what if you have an iser that's only b'taruvus? I have rov heter and miut iser, and the iser succeeds in giving a tam into the heter, but it tasted better. The heter tasted better before the iser fell in. Now that the iser fell in, it's pegim mit b'miktzah. So the Ran holds the reason why it's mutter is because it's along the lines of nifsam achilos adam. If it would have been nifsal legamrei nifsam achilos adam legamrei, then even if it's the Yisr is Biyan, it would be Heta Gomer. Nothing to do with Bikl Beroy. So now that it's not Nifsal Legamre, it's just Poigam and Mikza. So if the Yisr is only Ayde Taruvus, you don't need that it should be Bottle Beroy. The Yisr is not Biyan. It's only less than 50% of the Taruvus. So whenever the food would have tasted better without this Yisr, so the Torah says that that's Mutter. So according to the Ran's explanation, the Ran quotes the Rashba, and he begs to differ. He disagrees with the Rashba. According to the Ran, the heter of Nois and Tam Lev Gam by Taruvis is not based on Bittel. Has nothing to do with Bittel. It's like Nevela Sheni Rui Lager, he says. Just like Nevela Sheni Rui Lager is a heter, because Nifsam Achilos Adam, Isa Nepach Lias Heter. So if it's Poigim and Mikzas, when the Isa is not Bien, so it's also Mutter Lagami. So that's the famous Machlekes Harishonim, Mefurish Machlekes Harishonim, and in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach as well, and Simen Kuv Gimel and Yerideya. So machlekes the Mechaba and the Ramah. The Mechaba holds that nois and tam lev gam is mutter afilo bechomis bepesach. Even in Iser, which is b'mashuhu, it's still mutter because nois and tam lev gam is not even considered like a mashu. You're not relying. You don't have to employ the principle of bittel to say that nois and tam lev gam is mutter. And the Ramah paskens like the Rashba. Ramah says no, that it is based on Bitul Raisa. Now there's a Shaila, the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch is unclear. What would the din be? I gave the mashal. The wife goes away in Chalamoid and the husband's cooking on Chalamoid Pesach, and by mistake he takes out the chametz dikke frying pan, which hasn't been used in more than 24 hours for chametz. It's a cliche in a ben yomo. So he takes out the chametz dikke frying pan and he makes himself some scrambled eggs. So would that also be asa? The Ramah says, and noisin tam levgam asas b'di'evet chametz b'pesach. For years and years and years, this was a big problem. They didn't have filtered water. You had to draw water from the wells. So the guy used to always throw, but a week before Pesach, they would throw bread into the wells. So the Jews wouldn't be able to, all the Baalei HaTosafot had this Hesek. The guy would throw bread into the wells, so there would be crumbs of chametz floating around in the well. So the Jews would take the water, and then they would filter out all of the crumbs, and then they have the water, but it has a tam of chametz in it. So chametz, kardama Pesach, is bottle of shishim you had. But the shad is chametz bit Pesach. What if they draw water on Pesach, and then it has all these crumbs of bread floating in the water? So if they're going to filter out all the crumbs of bread, but the chametz gave the bliya in the middle of Pesach, so would you say chametz is b'mashu, even though it's the fresh water would have tasted better without the flavor of the crumbs? So that was the issue. A lot of times you wouldn't have shishim, but it would be nice and tam levgam. The water would have tasted fresher, would have tasted better if it wouldn't have crumbs floating in it. So the opinion on most of the Rishonim was that nesin tam levgam is mutter, even b'cham is bit Pesach. It's not considered mashu. And the Ramah was machmer. The Ramah says you have to be machmer on that. So that shaila was a real shaila for generations and generations. In recent years, Rav Soloveitchik said he remembered as a child under the communists, the trouble was not from the Nochrim, trouble was from the Jewish communists, the Kedal HaChasnikis. So they would throw chametz into the wells. The goyim wouldn't start up with the Jews. In the days of the Baalei HaTosafot, the Nochrim used to throw the chametz into the well. In the days when Rav Soloveitchik was a little child, the Jewish communists would throw the chametz into the wells. So that was the shaila. So the Ramah says that the lahachmer, that if you would filter out the water before Pesach, the chametz kardama Pesach has not been mashu, so there's no din of nois and tam levgam. Nois and tam levgam doesn't answer there. But chametz on Pesach is b'mashu, so nois and tam levgam asa. So the Ramah is machma that nois and tam levgam. When you have chametz crumbs give a flavor into water, and the water would have tasted better without the flavor of the crumbs being mixed in, that's one kind of nois and tam levgam. Now the shaila is the other kind. So this the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss. What if the person by mistake took a chametz dikka pot which hasn't been used in 24 hours, and he fries eggs, he makes scrambled eggs in the pot? So you say that a kli she'ena ben yomo is also muta, lo seter l'kadera bas yoma, just like nes and tam lagam is muta, this is also muta. So what does that mean? This just like so too. Does it mean that the bliya of chametz in the dofne hakli is awesome? But whatever you're going to cook in the pot, whatever you're going to cook, you're going to cook chicken soup, potato soup, vegetable soup, whatever you're going to cook, whatever you're going to fry, the chametz dikka bliya, whatever bliya is going to be, that's namagam, whatever bliya is going to come from the pot into the food is going to be pogim et b'miktsas. So if that's the pshat, so then it's the same as the crumbs in the water that the Ramah said l'chumr. But maybe you should say differently. If you say like the Ra'or, like Rabbaran Alevi, that a kli she'ena ben yomo, he says not only when the bliya comes from the doif nahakli into the food today, it's going to make a nois and tam levgam. The bliya sitting in the charsis hakdera is ka'afrav di alma. That's the lashon of the Ravah. It's like nifsal machilos odim is not enough by chametz. You have to have nifsal machilos hakelev. So he says it's ka'afrav di alma. It's mamish nifsal v'nifsal. Any bliya of food that sits, that's in contact with the charsis hakdera for so long, for more than 24 hours, becomes nifsal v'nisrach v'hivish v'hisriach, and there's nothing to discuss. So that's not based on bitul v'roiv. So even the Ramah should say that in lahakel, even though the Ramah is machmer, that because chametz b'pesach is b'mashehu, therefore nois and tam levgam is osa, that's the nois and tam levgam where the crumbs are sitting in the water on Pesach, and you filter it out on Pesach, so then you have a tam. It gave an asinus tam, so the tam is bottled beroy, because since it's not nesin tam l'shvach, so the din of tam kike doesn't apply. Nesin tam l'vgam, so we don't apply tam kike. But if you're talking about frying eggs, you're making scrambled eggs in a chametz dikapat tzeinu ben yomo, so there's room to argue the point and say that the bli in a kli she'ena ben yomo is like hisriach Kafra di Alma. So that doesn't say in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah was nice enough to quote the Darkei Moshe. The Ramah wrote a commentary on the bottom of the Torah. So he quotes Lachumra always. Mishnah Berurah usually quotes Lachumra. So he quotes the Darkei Moshe. Covers that case too. The Ramah and Hilchas Pesach. The Ramah and Yeridei only says that kind of nice and tamal of gamas also be Pesach. When you mixed in chametz into kosher lePesach b'gefur and it's pagan be mixas. So the Ramah is machmer that that's based on bittul beroyv, like the Rashba, that's based on bittul beroyv. The chametz bePesach is b'mashu, it can't be bottled. But the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe is even machmer on the cliche in Ben Yoma that's also based on bittul beroyv. You don't say that the bliya and the charsis hakder biatzmus is kafra di alma. It's so hisriach, it's so hivish. Nifsa machilas hakelev, and it's the isa nepach liyas hetter before you even cook the kosher food. No. He says, well, if and when you cook food in the pot, so the treifa bliya will come in, and it'll always be nice and top gam. So he says, that too is based on bitl, and chametz bePesach is bemashu. So that's what this shach in Sivkot Niyud is talking about, and Simen Tzarek Dal in Sivkot Niyud. He had a shach, he has a machlekes with the bach. I cook milchiks in the pot, 7 o'clock in the morning. Then that night at 6 o'clock, I cook fleshiks in the pot. So the milchiks is still ben yomo. So the milchik ben yomo bliya joins up with the flesh that I'm cooking, makes it basa b'chala, we assume basa b'chala deraisa. Fine, and then either by mistake I ate up all the basa b'chala, I threw it out in the garbage, whatever happened. Okay, forget about that. Then tomorrow morning, it comes now, it's 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So it's eina ben yomo of the milk that I cooked yesterday morning at 7 o'clock, but it's still toch mei slice, it's still ben yomo of the flesh that I cooked in the evening. So is that a case of epshela hafrido? Is that a case of Efshel Sochta? They call that, so that he says the Bach, and Sivkot Niyud, he says, the Bach says that it's Mutta. Doesn't say it's Mutta to cook lechatchila flesh or milk in the pot. If you, by mistake, you have a fleshik pot, so you're not allowed to cook milchiks. So what if I cooked fleshiks last week and I cook milchiks today? So I just made the pot milchik, but the pot is fleshik from last week. So the pot is both fleshik and milchik. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to cook milchiks in it because of the fleshik pot. You're not allowed to cook fleshiks because of the milchik pot. You can cook part of a food because it never became treif. The pot never became treif. There were 24 hours lapsed in between the cooking of the fleshiks and the cooking of the milchiks. If I cook fleshiks within 24 hours, I just made the pot treif. Not just it's a fleshik pot and it's a milchik pot. If I cook fleshiks in a pot that's ben yomo or milchiks, so now the pot has basa b'chalav cooking in it. So the pot is now treif. So you're not allowed to cook even part of a vegetable soup. But if you add, the Shulchan Aruch writes, what if I had a fleshik pot and by mistake I cooked milchiks after 24 hours? So now the pot is both fleshik and milchik. So I'm not allowed to cook fleshiks in it because of milchik pot. I'm not allowed to cook milchik because of fleshik pot. I can cook part of food in the pot. That's what the Chabad writes. It never became treif. It just says fleshik and milchik. So here we had the Shaila. I had a milchik pot. It became milchik 7 o'clock in the morning. Then I cooked fleshiks at 6 o'clock in the evening. Tof meislei. So the fleshiks that I cooked becomes basa b'chalav. So now it's a treifah pot. Now that I had basa b'chalav cooking, the pot is absolutely treif. So I'm not allowed to cook even vegetable soup next week. I'm not allowed to cook anything in the pot because it's a treifah pot. I have to kasher it first. But what will be the din b'dieved if I'll cook something next week after 24 hours went by? So after 24 hours, so it's an eina ben yoma, so it's going to be nosin tam lo gama, so it won't make an issa. So what if I cook tomorrow morning 9 o'clock in the pot? Do you declare that that's Efshel HaFrido? Lachatchil, you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to cook even parava in the pot because I just cooked treifas. When I cook the fleshiks, p'toch meisleis of the milchiks, so the fleshiks becomes basa b'cholim, and I cook treifas in the pot. So you're not allowed to cook any kosher food in the pot now. Even if you wait 24 hours, you have to kashim at the rabbanon. That's the gzeir ein ben yomo ata ben yomo. So what would be the din if the person will cook parva food tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. It's after 24 hours, after the milk, but it's took 24 hours of the flesh. So you say the milk, the bli of the milk, the tam of the milk was sitting in the pot. First it was sitting from 7 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. So how long is that? 11 hours. From 7 in the morning to 6 o'clock at night, it was sitting 11 hours. Then I cooked the fleshiks for supper, 6 to 7. And then the pot is sitting empty. I emptied out the pot, cleaned it out. The pot is sitting empty from 7 in the evening till 9 in the morning. So it sat another 13 hours. So the 13 hours that it sat now, 14 hours, 13, 14 hours that it sat now, plus the 11 hours from before, There's already 24 hours. So now the bliya of milchik, the milchik bliya in this pot was sitting in the pot first for 11 hours and now for 13 hours. It adds up to 24 hours. So the milchik bliya is nice and tam levgam. That's nice and etzena ben yoma. But the fleshik bliya just was absorbed at night, at 7 o'clock at night. So is that called efshala hafrido or is that called efshala sochto? How do you label that? So the Shach quotes the Bach holds that that's called efshala hafrido. You have succeeded in separating all of the milchiks from the fleshes. Now I only have the I made basa b'cholov at 7 o'clock at 6 o'clock at night. I made basa b'cholov, and we ate it up by mistake. We didn't realize that it was treif. Now when it comes the morning, now it comes 9 o'clock in the morning. All I have is the bliya of the flesh from the basa b'cholov. The milchik bliya from the basa b'cholov is disappeared. It's ka'afra di alma. Why? Because the milchik bliya was sitting first for 11 hours. Then there was a pause, and when I was cooking the fleshiks for supper, then after 11 hours and a pause, then it sits another 14 hours in the pot. So 14 hours with 11 hours is already 25 hours. So the milchik bliya is kimisha'eno. It disappeared already. That's how the Bach holds, that when you have a bliya, eina ben yom, is ka'afra di alma. He's working with the assumption like the Rabbah and the Levi. A bliya that's eina ben yom, you don't have to command to people. It's not that whatever food you're going to cook in this pot, your bliya is going to come out and it's going to make a nice and tam levgam and it's going to be mutter. No, that would be based on bittul. He says, not based on bittul. A bliya that sits for 24 hours in the Charsis HaGdev, it doesn't have to sit 24 hours straight. It sat for 11 hours, then there was a pause for 1 hour when I was cooking the fleshiks. Then the milchik bliya got back into the pot and sat for another 13, 14 hours. So the second time, the 13 hours adds up with the first time, the 11 hours, it adds up to 24 hours. So the Bach holds that it's kimishena. The Shach says that that's ridiculous. That's not an example of efshel hafrido. When you have a bliya sitting in the Daifna Hakli for 24 hours, the bliya bimkom b'makam shehi is roi lachila. The only thing is, whatever food you'll cook in the pot, whatever hetetik of food you'll cook in the pot, this bliya will be poigim bitbe mixes, whether you cook chicken soup or vegetable soup or you fry eggs, whatever you're going to cook in the pot, the bliya that's ein ben yomo, that's sitting with the Charsa Sagder for 24 hours is going to be poigim bitbe mixes. But that's all based on bitl, the shachol. That's all based on bitl. So that's called efshel sochtoi. That's not the same as efshel afrid. Even if the old efshel afrid is muta by basa b'cholov, by shari surim efshel afrid is muta. That's a beferish gemar kufi based on manal of tregel and the milche. By basa b'cholov, that's the machlekes of rishonim and the machlekes achrenim. That the shach quotes in simen kufay siv kot nyud zayin, that long shach. And if you have eina ben yomo of the milk, but it's not eina ben yomo of the meat, so that's a machleg, is the shach and the bach, is that called efshel hafrido? So the bach holds that's also called efshel hafrido, because he's working on the assumption that a bliya that sits in the charsis hakder for 24 hours converts into afra di alma. It's as if it's non-existent. It's not edible, mamish, non-existent, as if the cholov disappeared. So all you have is the basa and the cholov disappeared. And the shach says it's not true. The cholov didn't disappear. The cholov is still there, and you're working on bittul. You're going to be mevatleh, and whatever you're going to cook in the pot now, the cholov is going to be a nosen tam levgam. So that's based on bitulim. So that's efshel l'sochta was also by basa b'cholov. We pass on efshel l'sochta was also. Okay, so that's the background of what we're discussing. Okay, so let's get back. So we said on this gemara on kuf ches amid al kuf. What was it? Kuf Ches Amar Aleph is the famous sugya Tipas Cholov Shenofla Al Achaticha. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Amaroyim, and then the Gemara quotes first Machlokes Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlokish Oli Amaroyim, and then the Gemara says no, it's a Machlokes Hatanoim. Whether Efshel Sochta Asa Efshel Sochta Muta, we Paskin I'll be Pasta, we Paskin Efshel Sochta Asa. Who's the one who Paskin Efshel Sochta Muta even by Basim B'Cholov? So we say the Raivin. Raivin is very strange. The Raivin says he's Masig on the Rambam. He says, "Ma pitom the Rambam paskins efshel sochta osa." He says, "You look in the Gemara kuf chesam and aleph. Whole idea efshel sochta osa is only relevant if you would have held like Rabbi Yehuda the mimimino is b'mashu, but we don't pask like Rabbi Yehuda mimimino b'mashu. Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't pask like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam and the Raivin and the Shulchan Aruch and the Tosis, we don't pask like Rabbi Yehuda. We pask mimimino is but la the rabbi mim b'shein emina you need shishim in atorah. We say that tam kikah is the rice mimimino min atorah. You don't even need shishim. The only need for shishim is only mid the rabbanik zera ena ben yomah to ben yomah. So we pass Kamimina is bottle. So the Ravid is masik on the Rambam. He says, what's the significance of saying that Epsha Lesachto is Usr, the whole Nafkamina will only chap if you hold Mimina b'mashahud? That's the case that the Gemara gave. What did the Gemara have again? I have a piece of meat that had an asinus tam of cholav into the meat. So that piece of meat became basa b'cholav. And then this piece of meat that's basa b'cholav falls into a big pot that has a lot of meat and a lot of liquid in it. And I have well over shishins. But the big pot, everything in the pot is all flesh. Everything is flesh and flesh and flesh. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Reb Yudah, then min b'mino is b'mashahu, and you hold the epshel l'sochta, if you hold the epshel l'sochta mutter, so the cholov is going to be, the tam of the cholov and that one chaticha is going to now be mispashit in the whole pot, and you won't be able to discern the flavor of the cholov, so everything is going to be mutter. But if you hold the epshel l'sochta, even though you mevat l'cholov, that piece is still going to be osir, so the basar is going to remain osir, even though I succeeded in being mevat l'tam of the cholov, and the basar and the rest of the basar is min b'mino, so min b'mino is b'mashahu. So the Ravid is the whole idea of Epshel Sochta Osir is only relevant if you can lead up to the next step. You're going to say, since Epshel Sochta Osir, so even though the Cholov was mispashet and the Cholov was misbatel, but the Basar with the Basar is min b'mino. But he says, we don't pask in the second step. We pask min b'mino is batel b'shishim, and the whole shishim is only mid the Rabbanon. And I tell you, you don't even need the shishim, it's batel b'right. So what can you lead up to already? It's irrelevant. What's an afkamin you're going to say? That Epshel Sochta Osir Chaticha Nasis Nevela. So what? If you don't accept min b'mino b'mashahu, so there's no problem. That's the Ravid's Hasug. And it said, all of the Noisei Kelim and the Rambam find it very difficult. What does it have to do? What is the idea of Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela Epshel Sochta Osir? In the case in the Gemara, it happens to be, the Gemara is talking about a case that the next step is going to be min b'mino b'mashahu. But we can have a case, next step is going to be, have a piece of meat that has an asinus tam of cholov in the piece of meat. So that piece of meat is basar b'cholov. And now I cook this piece of meat by mistake. Now, if you did it, b'mezer, the same about the nisal chatchila. But there's a penalty, you're not allowed to eat it. So by mistake, he didn't realize that it was treif, that it was basar b'cholov. So he takes the piece of meat that has the tam of cholov in it, and he cooks it in a pot of vegetable soup. So now there's well over shishim against the tipas cholov. You can't taste the flavor of the cholov, but you can still taste the flavor of the basar. So you succeeded in being mevatel cholov, but you didn't succeed in being mevatel tam the basar. The piece of basar is 300 times bigger than the tipas cholov. Tipas cholov is a little tiny drop of milk. So the tipas cholov succeeded in giving in the sinas tam in the chatichas basar. So the chatichas basar became basar b'cholov. Once you cook the chatichas basar b'cholov in a big pot full of vegetable soup, so you can no longer taste the flavor of the cholov, but you can certainly taste the flavor of the basar. So if you would say Epshel Sochta is mutter, so I would say the cholov was mizbatel. Once the cholov is mizbatel, so the basar is heter gomer. So everything is fine. Everything is kosher l'mahadrim. But since we pass chaticha, chaticha atzma nasis nevela, so the basar that gives nesinas tam into the vegetable soup is going to aser it. Even though I was mevatla one component, but you weren't mevatla, you didn't succeed in being mevatla the other component, so it'll be aser. So why did the Ravid say that the whole relevance, the whole significance of saying chaticha atzma as nevela is only relevant if you're going to hold like Rabbi Yudah that min b'mino b'mashahu? Why? It's not true. The Rambam doesn't pass ka min b'mino b'mashahu, and it's still relevant. It's still relevant in the case where the cholov doesn't succeed and giving the sinas tam in the whole pot, but the basar does succeed in giving the sinas tam. So we don't understand the Rabbi. That's Rab Chaim stands on his head. Rab Chaim has in his sefer, usually he comes to defend the Rambam. Here he comes to defend the Rabbi to explain what in the world is the Rabbi talking about, why the Rabbi thinks that the two are connected. So he has a whole complicated calculation. What's pshat in the Rabbi? So let's leave out the calculation. So Nachamo, so we paskan like the Rambam. We assume the chaticha nasis nevel and basar b'cholom. We assume that that's even a din deraisa. The Ravid says that it doesn't even exist. The Ravid crosses out the whole din. He says that the whole halacha of chaticha asim nas nevela efshel v'sochta aser is only if you accept the shita like Rabbi Yudah, the min b'mino b'mashahu. Since we don't accept that, so he crosses out the whole din that doesn't exist. Not only are we goris the din, we hold the chaticha nas nevela b'basa b'cholav is a din deraisa. So if you have any suffix of chaticha nas nevela, You say Safik Deraisa Lechomer. You'll have to go Lechomer on that. That's the Siman Tzadik base, Befevish and the Shulchan Aruch. But now we said there's this Machloikis, Rashi and the Rabbi Natam. Rashi is Befevish and Daf Kuvches and Daf Kuvtes. Rashi learns the whole Gemara, even on the context of the Gemara. Gemara is only talking about Basa B'cholot. Rashi and the Rabbi Natam generalized it. They extrapolated from Basa B'cholot to Kola Terakula. Then whenever you have an Issa that was nivel into a heter, and the heter doesn't have shishim against it, so you're not allowed to eat the heter, so you say chaticha atzma nasus nevela, and if this chaticha falls into another pot of soup, now you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha. It's not enough shishim keneged the Issa habalusha, but you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha's heter. A very strange din. So that's Rashi and the Rabbi Natam hold like that. Tesis quotes the Rabbi Ephraim disagrees. You look in the Beis Yosef, it's not just the Rabbi Ephraim doesn't stand alone. The overwhelming majority of the Rishonim agree with the Rabbi Ephraim. So that's why the Mechaber Paskins like the Rabbi Ephraim. He says the Roiv HaRishonim hold like the Rabbi Ephraim. There is no din of Chaticha Nas Nevela and Shari Sum. It's only a din of Basa B'cholom. So that's the Mechaber and Siman Tzadik Beis, that this din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. That's Tzadik Beis Siv Dal. Loyomer Chatir Chatzman Das Nevela Ela BeBasa B'Chola. But Loy B'Shari Surim. Kon Kezayis Chelev Shenivla B'Chaticha. Ve'Ein Bo Shishim Levatlo. A little bit of Chelev falls into a Chaticha Basa, and you don't have Shishim to be Matir the Chelev to say that it's bottle. So the whole Chaticha may not be eaten. So then this Chaticha of Basa falls into another pot. So now you can no longer taste the flavor of the chalef. Now I have shishim against the chalef for sure, but I don't have shishim against the chatichas basa. So that's the machlokes harishayim. So the mechaber paskens lahokel, you don't need shishim keneged the whole chaticha of basa that has the bli of chalef in it. All you need is shishim keneged the chalef. And the Ramot disagrees. Ve'isham daminu b'chol yisurim chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Yeah, this is the most important. In industrial kashrus, this comes up every single day. In the home by Balabas, it rarely comes up. Dishale rarely comes up. But in the industry of kashrus, it comes up all the time. Because you'll have one company will make a flavor, and they're going to mix in a little bit of treifas in such a way that you don't have shishim. But that flavor is mixed in with another 23 flavors, and all the 24 flavors together are only 0.001% of the whole final product. So at the end of the day, for sure you're going to have shishim against the treif ingredient. But every step of the way, when the treifas fell into the first part, it was nice and tam. It was nice and tam at that time. So you had to ask for that whole thing. Then this whole thing fell into another thing. You didn't have shishim against the whole thing. So you say chaticha nas nevela a second time. Then the second thing, because they send it from one factory to another factory to another factory to another factory. First factory makes vanilla flavor. So they mix in a little bit of treifas into the vanilla flavor in such a way that it's nice and tam. But then that it's nice and tam there. Then that factory ships this vanilla flavor to another company. They mix it in with other things. You have shishim against the treif ingredient, but you don't have shishim against the whole mixture. So that's the chumer seramah that you need shishim keneged the whole taruvus chatichas menas nevela bishari surim. And then this happens a third time. Then in another factory, they take this whole mixture and they throw it into another thing. So you have shishim, you have a million times against the original isa that fell in, but you don't have shishim against the whole taruvus. So the Ramah is machmer that you say chatichas nevela bishari surim. So the Shach writes on this din when the Ramah says that we are machmer like the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rashi, with that Tzadik Beis, Dalid, the Mechaber says, you only apply Chaticha Nas Nevela to Basa B'cholov. Abel B'shari Surim, as long as you have Shishim against the Issa that's mixed in his bottle, there's no din Chaticha Nas Nevela, you should need Shishim connected the whole thing. The Ramos says, V'yisham, Damin B'chol Yisrim Chaticha Nas Nevela, V'chem in it Poshit, that's the common practice, we're Machma like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So the Shach says, in Tzivkotin, Yud Beis, in Tzadik Beis, in Kotni and Beis, the Shach writes, but it's self-understood that this whole din is only with the Rabbanah. Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Basa B'Cholov is a din deraisa. And Chaticha Nas Nevela Shari Surim, the Shach quotes all the big paskim that it's only with the Rabbanah. Yeah. Why did they introduce such a din, the Rabbanah? So the Ran has a long essay Ran sometimes writes short, sometimes writes long. At the end, the Perakol HaBasa, a long Ran, there's no riff on the page at all. Just the Ran took over the whole page. He goes on and on and on and on. And he starts with the last essay, like Akuntra Sachman and the Ran, and the end of Perakol HaBasa. So the whole essay is on Chaticha Atzma Nas Nevela. So he says the real din of Chaticha Nas Nevela is really by Basa Becholov. And by Shari Surim, the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi hold that it's a din mid the Rabbanan, Otu Basa Becholov. But it's not a din deraisa. So that's why Rabbi Shlomo Eger points out that what if you have a Suffolk? If you have a Suffolk, if you're dealing with a Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim. So Chaticha Nas Nevela by Basa Becholov, that's a din deraisa, a Suffolk. That's known as Chanan, Chaticha Nasnevela, like not Parnat is a Rashi Tevis, was not invented by YU. So Chanan was also not invented by Yeshiva University. Chanan is a Rashi Tevis that all the posts can have. So Chanan stands for Chaticha Nasnevela. So Chanan Bebasa Becholov is a din deraisa. So if you have a Sofik Chanan Bebasa Becholov, you say Sofik deraisa lechumer. And Chanan Bishari Surim, we follow the Shach. The Shach says that it's only with the Rabbanon. So Sofik Chaticha Nasnevela Bishari Surim will be lohakal. That's what Shlomo Eger has. That comes up pretty often. In industrial kashrus, this issue comes up, this Ramah comes up every single day. And once every month or so, this Rabbi Shlomo Eger comes up. That since Chanan Bishari Surim is only the Rabbanan, so if you have a Suffolk Chanan, you have a right to be Mekel. Yeah. Yeah. Once you by Shari Surim we assume Chaticha Nasnevela is only the Rabban. So it's only Tolzman that at least some of the Isser is there. But if you were Mafrid entirely, you succeed in taking out every speck of Isser, so then Epshel Afrida will be Hetagama. By Basa Becholov, we are Machmer. Those were the 2 days in the Shach and Sinu Kufay. So by Basa Becholov, we're Machmer. But it's really a Machlekes, where the Epshel Afrida would be Mutar Arasa. Epshel Asachta means that the Cholov is still there. The only thing is that we will be Mvatalik. So when you, the one opinion in the Amoraim and the Tanaim is, Epshel Asachta, I squeezed out so much that by now it's Batal B'Shishim. Whatever is Batal B'Shishim is Kimishaino. Kimishaino, so it's the equivalent of Epshel Afrida. The Shita holds Epshel Asachta Mutta, clearly holds Epshel Afrida's Mutta. It holds Epshel Asachta is the equivalent of Epshel Afrida. The Dion and the Shach, the Simen Kufay is we Paskal Allah Epshel Asachta is Osir. Does that mean Epshel Afrida is also Osir? They say no, there's a difference. Epshel Asachta, you're relying on Bitl. So you don't say that Bitl is Mamish Kemishaino. The Cholov is still there. The only thing is that it was Nizbatl, so that's not the same as Epshel Afrida. Epshel Afrida, if you're Mafrid completely, you removed every speck of Cholov from the Basa. Yeah. A chemical procedure. So we had a procedure. If you have two pieces of meat, sli, one next to the other. So one is Basa Shkuta and one is Basa Becholov. So we assume that ain't b'lo yetzim achaticha lachaticha b'lo yraitim. So only the tam of the basar is going to go in the tzli from one chaticha to the other. The tam of the cholov is going to stay behind. So there we succeeded in separating mamish. We were mafrid the cholov from the basar. The cholov remains behind because ain't b'lo yetzim achaticha lachaticha b'lo yraitim. And the tam of the basar will go from the first chaticha to the second. The first kedei netila will be absorbed from the basar of the piece next to it, but won't absorb any of the cholov. Cholov is not going to pass through. So that's the example of the Shach quotes of Epshel Afrida. Yeah, so Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page when the Shach writes over there in Simon, what did we just do? Simon Tzadik Beis of Kot Yud Beis, a very short Shach, he says that this din of the Ramah that Epshel Asoch Lachaticha Nasmel B'Shari Surim is Asr. He says, look in the Ran, he quotes a lot of posts, look in the Ran, that's only with the Rabban. The Ran is Beferish. The last Arichas in the Ran, a Perikol Abasar, so he says, the real din of Chaticha Atzma Nas Nevela only applies Menatara by Basar B'chol. Here it's a normal edition on page Mem Gimel, he starts, then he goes, page Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, there's no riff at all. The Ran just took over the whole page. And that begins with Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph is the beginning of that Ran. So the Ran is befamous like that. The Chaticha Atzma Nasus Nevela Bishari Surim is only with Rabbanim. That's how he passed. Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page on that Shach says, if you look in the Tosfos on Daf Kuf, Amid Beis. The Tosis on Kuf Amid Aleph, that gigantic Tosis on the bottom, gigantic, big fat Tosis, quotes the Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu Ephraim, where they say, Chaticha Nas Nerele Bishari Surim Enat. So then the Tosis at the end, that Tosis goes on Kuf Amid Aleph and continues to go on Kuf Amid Beis. So the last 10 lines on that Tosis, Tosis is bothered with Akasha. They ask, we already went through this calculation. The Tosis on the list, Dachan Avodah has the same calculation. Whenever you do Hagola, so what's going to prevent when you do Hagola on a Trefer Kli? So the Trefer goes into the Hagola, accomplishes that all the Trefer Bliya goes into the water. What's going to prevent the Trefer Bliya from coming back into the Kli? We're going to make it back Trefer again. So the Tosis in the bottom, where was the Tosis on Kuf? We had Tosis raise that question on Kuf Ches on the base. Here, Kuf Ches on the base, Shenofel Atoch Yerah Rasachas. Tosis raised the question. So they quote a funny opinion. No, that's it. The Kedera is only going to be Bolea, but other flavors are floating around in the soup. But the flavor, the time that it just spit out, the Trefa Blia that it just spit out into the water, is not going to be re-Bolea that back again. So Tosis asks jokingly, what, the Kedera has Ruach HaKodesh? The Chichul de Nevi'ahi, the Kedera knows which Beliah it spit out and which Beliah was there from before. That's ridiculous. So Tosis doesn't accept that answer. So how do you have a Kashmeni Trefa Kli? What's going to prevent the Trefa Beliah is going to go from the pot into the Roischem, into the burning hot water? What's going to prevent it from coming back into the pot and making a Trefa again? So Tosis says, Behechreach, you either have to have Shishim in the water against the thickness of the pot. So even though the treifus is going to go into the water, nothing preventing it from coming back, but it'll already been this batel b'shishim before it comes back. So once it's ready in this batel b'shishim, it's mutta. So when it comes back, it'll be mutta. Or if you have so many kalim, you have such a big fat kli that you just can't have shishim against it. So you have to wait till the kli, the treifa kli, is ena ben yomo, and then do hagola. So true, they made Xerah de Rabbana Eina Ben Yoma to Ben Yoma. That's only on the pot, that's only on the Trefa Kli, that the Tchilas Abliyala was Lishvach. Originally, when I cooked the Chazah Shmaltz in this pot, the Chazah Shmaltz was tasty. So now, even though it's already 24 hours went by, and the Chazah Shmaltz in the pot that's below is Eina Ben Yoma, and it's nice and Tam Levgam, that's the Xerah Eina Ben Yoma to Ben Yoma. Once I'll do Hagola, so the Trefa Chazah Shmaltz is going to go into the water, then it's going to come back into the pot. Going to come back into the pot is going to be Tchilas HaBliel of Gam. So Tchilas HaBliel of Gam, they were never goes it. Kozman, you didn't kasher the pot. So the Tchilas HaBliel was Lishvach, originally when I cooked the Trefa Chazer in the pot. So the Tchilas HaBliel was Lishvach. So then they made Xerah Derabban, Xerah Ein Ben Yom, Mata Ben Yom. But once I kashered it and the Trefa HaBliel goes into the water, then Tak it's going to come back into the pot, but now the Tchilas HaBliel is going to be Lev Gam, so they were never goes it. So those are the two answers that Tosis says. So Tosis says, well, wait a minute. Lo yosu Torah l'kadera bas yayma, the Gemara says. Min ha-Torah, the Chumash only says you have to do libun ha-gol on a trefa kli when it's within 24 hours. This gzera is only the Rabbanon, the last daf in Avodah Zarah, no medal. Gzera ene ben yom, ota ben yom is a gzera de Rabbanon. Bizman ha-Chumash, they didn't have such a gzera de Rabbanon. So bizman ha-Chumash, Chumash is only talking about a kli that is ben yom. So it says in the Chumash you do ha-gol. So how are you going to do ha-gol on a trefa kli? So you'll always have to make sure you have shishim. So Tosis says, what are you going to do if it's a gigantic, big, fat, thick kli? You just can't have shishim. There isn't a pot big enough to have shishim in the water against the thickness of the kli. So what are you going to do? So Tosis says, bishleim, if you hold like Rabbein Ephraim, there's no kasha, you do twice hagola. You do hagola in burning hot water, so that all the trefa kli will go into the water, so you won't have shishim. So you'll have ten times, the water will have 10 times the thickness of the trefa pot. So the trefa leaf will go into the water, nothing preventing it from coming back into the pot, and it'll make the pot trefa a second time. But now the pot will only have 10%. It'll have only 10% of the doifne hakli will have trefas, because there were 10 units of water there. You didn't have shishim in the water, you had 10 units of water. So I'll pour out all the trefa water that has the blia from the 10% trefas. Pour out the water, I'll fill it up with water again and bubble again. Cook that water now. So now the 10% trefa is going to go into this water, is going to come back in. It's going to be 10 times 10. It's going to be now 100 times against this. And now it's going to be batel b'shisha. So bishleim, if you're like the Rabbein Ephraim, that is not din of chaticha atzmanasis neveil b'shari surim. It's only a din of basa b'chala. So what are you going to do? The Torah says you always have to do hagol or libun. And the Torah is only talking to us the Torah like the Erev Bas Yoyim. So how can you always do Hagola on all Kalim? There are some big, fat, thick Kalim. They're so big. You can't have Shishim against them. So what are you going to do? So he said, Bishleim, if you all like that Ben Ephraim, there's no Dina Chaticha Nas Nevele Bishar Yisurim. So you'll do Hagola Pamayim. You do twice Hagola. First time you do Hagola, the treif will go into the water, it'll come back in, make the pot treif again, but it's not going to be treif 100%, it'll only be 10% treif. You spill out all the treif of water, because you don't have shishim against the treif of liya. Fill up with water again, kosher water, and now the 10% of the treif of liya is going to go into the water. Now you have 10 times 10, so it's 100. By now it'll be bottled to shishim, and so now it'll be a perfect hagolah. When it'll be chayzav and nivla back again, by now it'll really be bottled to shishim. So this answer is only nicha if you hold like the Rabbein Ephraim, and the Rav Harishonim that there's no din of chatich atzma nasas nebeila b'shar isurim. But if you hold like the Rabbein Tam and the Rashi and the Ramo, that there is a din of chatich anas nebeila even b'shar isurim. So when the treif b'liya goes from the big fat pot into the water, and that water, you don't have shishim, so it's going to be chazim and ivla, so you need shishim keneged all the water. That's a dinah chaticha nas nevela. It's not enough to calculate shishim keneged the iser that's floating around in the water. You need shishim keneged kulo. That's what it means, chaticha atzma nas nevela. And you don't have shishim. You don't have shishim keneged kulo. When you're going to do hagola the second time, vaita, you don't have shishim keneged kulo. You only have 10 times, let's say, the water is 10 times the volume of the trefa kli. So the first time the treifa bliya is going to go into the water, come back in, you say it's only 10%. Second time is going to go into the water, come back in, it's going to be 1%. The 1% is already batel mishishim. But if you all like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you say chaticha atzma nas nevela, so when the treifa bliya goes into the water, true, it's only 10%. So now I need shishim, can I get all the water? And you invite it the second time, you're not going to have shishim, can I get all the water? So you can't kasha. So when the Torah says you have to kasha kelim with a libun, there's no problem. Liban is sorfa bim kamar. How can you agola if it's a big fat kli? So according to Rabbi Natam, so you have no brera. So you have to say the Torah is only talking about small kelim. The Torah is not talking about big kelim. So Rabbi Kivega says, you see from the way Tosis presents the kasha that they're assuming that chaticha nas nevela bishari surim is a din deraisa. It's not a din derabbanan. So maskim. So he's right. Rabbi Kivega is right. Tosis' opinion is Hatichah nas nevela b'shari surim is clearly a din deraisa, but the Shach said we don't paskin like that thesis. We paskin like Tehran, because that's all the later paskin they've all accepted Tehran, that the whole din of Hatichah nas nevela b'shari surim is only the Rabbanon.
Why don't we say the Kippah Kippah, like we said in the Basra, the Basra Shalom Ruach, Shalom Nimlach, we put it on the
broiler.
So it doesn't, because it gives out the dam, it doesn't accept anything inside. So why is the Kedera's pellet this, and why is it taking back this from the water? It's pellet this.
That svara only applies to dam. The Gemara only has that by dam. Agar the Torah lemifla lo bala. Gemara only has by dam. It's giving off dam, so it's not going to be bala dam. Well, it doesn't say by anything else. What if the guy cooked basa b'chalav? Yeah. What if the Nachum cooked basa b'chalav? So that's a famous machlegas, the Beis Yosef and the Shach. The Beis Yosef paskins like the Rov Harishonim. Rabbein Ephraim is the Rov Harishonim over here. That chaticha atzma nas nevela only applies to basa b'chalav. Why does it only apply to basa b'chalav? Because b'chalav alone is muta. The basa alone is muta. When you cook it together, it becomes straight. So something changes. So that's called basa b'chalav. You say chaticha atzma. Chaticha heta nepach liyasisa becomes basa b'chalav. But in Shari Surim, Rabbi Ephraim holds that it doesn't apply. So that's a shot of the Beis Yosef claims that not only would you say chaticha nas nevela b'basa with cholov together, what if you have a pot that I cooked basa b'chalav and I'm kashering it in water? So the basa b'chalav flavor is going to go into the water and come back into the pot. And I don't have shishim in the water, keneged the whole thickness of the basa b'chalav dikat pot. So is that called chaticha nas nevela bebasa b'cholav, or is that called chaticha nas nevela b'shari sum? So the Beis Yosef says that's tach basa b'cholav. So basa b'cholav, everybody agrees and say chaticha nas nevela. And the Shach gives him over the head. He said, what is he talking about? Basa b'cholav, that's nivla into vegetable soup, into waters. That's shari surim. That's not basa b'cholav. Basa b'cholav is the basa alone is muta. The cholav alone is muta. When you cook the coup together, it becomes basa b'chalav. So that's only basa with chalav. But the Nochrim cooked, the Midyanim cooked Basa B'chalav in their pot. Now I'm going to cook, I'm going to do Hagol on the pot. So the Bli is going to go into the water and I won't have Shishim against it. It'll go back in. So what about doing Hagolah twice? So the first time I'll have 10 units against it. And the second time I'll do the Hagolah Shneel, you'll have 100 against it. It'll be 1%. So he says, that's called Shari Suim. That's not called Basa B'chalav. The Pashtus is like the Shach. Pashtus should be like the Shach. The Shach says the whole thing is irrelevant because we are Machmir, even a Chaticha Nas Nevele B'Shari Suim. But he says, if you would have held like the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef Psak is that you only say Chaticha Nas Nevele B'Basa B'chalav, so then it should only be Basa into Chalav B'Chalav into Basa. It shouldn't apply Basa B'Chalav into water. Basa B'Chalav into water is like Shari Suim. The Shach writes, my disagreement with the Beis Yosef is irrelevant because we pasken anyway, like the Ramah, the Chaticha Nas Nevele, even B'Shari Suim is not really true. We pasken Chanan B'Shari Suim is only mid the Rabban. If you have a Safik Chanan, you go lehokel. Chaticha Nas Nevele B'Basa B'Chalav is the Raisis. If you have a Safik Chanan B'Basa B'Chalav, you go lechumer. So it'll happen af Kamina. What's the din of B'Basa B'Chalav into water? Is that a Chanan the Raisis? Is that a Chanan the Rabban? So it's not so clear. But the Shach writes at the end, my disagreement is irrelevant, just lipulpula b'yam. It's not lipulpula. It's very relevant. Halacha l'maisa, we really, most of the pasuk hold like the Shach. Beis Yosef is very shver. Some of the later gedolim, they wrote pilpulim to try to defend the Beis Yosef. It's very difficult to defend. The Pashta certainly is like the Shach. But that's called Shari Sum. That's not called the Chatich Nasvele b'basa b'cholav. Yeah, what kind of a din is this? Chaticha nas veil b'sharisim. Whether it's a din derais or din derabon. What kind? The Shach quotes the Ran, and the Ran at the end of the Perik. The Ran says the real din of chaticha nas veil is really only by basa b'cholav. B'sharisim, it's only exeder derabon on auto basa b'cholav. Yeah, that we understand. What kind of halacha is it? What do you mean chaticha? What does it mean by basa b'cholav? It doesn't mean. I mentioned Rabbi Soloveitchik said he gave an oral bechina to someone. He asked him, what does it mean? Chaticha atzma nas nevela. So he said, if you cook meat with milk and yeast it, you get malchus because of nevela. That's ridiculous. You get malchus because of basa b'cholav. You don't get malchus because of nevela. So what does it mean? Chaticha atzma nas nevela? It doesn't mean nasis nevela literally. Chaticha atzma nepeches lios iser basa b'cholav. It becomes basa b'cholav. So that I understand by basa b'cholav. What are you going to say? I cooked dam in potato. I have mashed potatoes. I have mashed potatoes, and I put in some dam. I put in some chazashmaltz. So by eating potatoes, you arrive on the issur of chazashmaltz. That's ridiculous. The chazashmaltz shabo is also because of chaza. We can't say that eating, when you cook basa with chalav, so the flesh and the milk both become also because of basa b'chalav. What are you going to say over here? That the potatoes become also with an issur dam? The potatoes don't become dam. How can potatoes become dam?
Yeah, it's a nice and tam, just like every other
basa. A nice and tam. You're not allowed to eat the potatoes which are heter because they have dam in them, because they have chazish malts in them. But you can't say that the potatoes can't say heter nepach li asisa. It's very difficult. What does it mean? Chaticha atzma nasis nevei
lebishar. Why is it easier to understand by basa b'chalav?
Basa b'chalav, that is the dinner, basa b'chalav.
When you have Frida, that's not true. Your own Efshel Afrida, so you're not saying that the basa becomes that also because of the chalav. You're saying it's only also because of the chalav. Once you can take it out, you're saying the flesh is not. Doesn't become a
chefzer shalis. No, those Rishonim and Achranim hold that it's only labeled basa b'chalav because man that they're joined together. Once I'm mafrid it, so it's no longer labeled as basa b'chalav. The others hold that treifein and chazer is lachshera. Once it became basa b'chalav, it remains awesome. And these Rishonim hold that it doesn't apply. That rule treifein and chazer is lachshera doesn't apply over here. It's only calls man that you have the basa and the chalav together. But when you have the basa and the chalav together, that is the dinner basa b'chalav. That we understand. That's what the Shach says to explain the Shita Samachaber and Sifkotin Yud, Simit Sarik Bey, Sifkotin Yud. He says, two, three lines. He says, why does the Machaber hold like Rov HaPoskim? Why did the Rov HaRishonim hold that Chaticha Nas Nevel only applies to Basa B'Cholav? Hatam, Kosav HaPoskim, because the Basa B'Cholav each one b'fnei atzmo is mutar. It only becomes us when they join together. So when it joins together, it becomes Basa B'Cholav. So then he says, Chaticha Atzmo, Nasis Nevela. But you can't say that the potatoes become dam. How can potatoes become dam? That's a pella. So here some of the Achrayim say a whole pshetel, and Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was ridiculous. They say the following. There is a discussion where the topic of tam ki iker, the topic of Tam Kika. There's a Tosis here that goes starts Tzadik Tes on the base and goes over to Tzadik Tes Omid Aleph. But Tosis is discussing the topic of Tam Kika. What does it mean, Tam Kika? I'm eating vegetable soup. And someone poured in a little chazer schmaltz, and someone poured in a little dam, someone poured in a little schmaltz from the vela, whatever. And I have this, the trefa ingredient is clearly less than 50%. So Mikra did not really say that it's batel beroiv. Rashi says that bitel beroiv and a taruv is also learned that from the posik acharam lahata somehow. So I should really say bitel beroiv. So that's the halacha. If by eating the whole taruv I can taste the tam of the yisr, and it enhances the flavor, or even if it doesn't enhance the flavor, it doesn't make it better, but it doesn't make it worse, it diverted the flavor. Instead of tasting like this, it tastes like this, but it didn't deter, it didn't cause it to be poigamid b'miktsah. So that's the halacha of tam ki'ikir. If you eat the tam of an isa that's nisariv in a heter, even though it's less than 50%, tam is ki'ikir. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, and a machlekes hamoraim, and a machlekes rishonim, whether that din of tam ki'ikir is a din derais, a din derabban. So we have Rashi understood on daf kuf chesem and aleph in the beginning of the sugya of tipas cholav, that's a machlekes abai v'rova, whether tam ki'ikir is derais or derabbanan. Rashi says, whenever we know, whenever there's a machlekes abai v'rova, we pass like rab except for yalkigam. This is for sure, this is not one of the six yalkigams. So therefore the din is like Rava, and Rashi understood in Rava, the Rava holds that Tam Kikar is only the Rabban. So that's how Rashi paskins Allah Almighty. Tam Kikar is the Rabban. And then Rashi paskins that Mimimino is Bemashahu. And then the Taisa says, we don't accept either of the two things that Rashi said. We don't hold for Mimimino Bemashahu. We don't pask like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't have that Girsim Psachim Daflamid. You don't have the girsa, we don't paskin mim and mina b'mashu, and we don't accept what Rashi said that Tam Kikar is the Rabban, and we paskin Tam Kikar is the Raisa. Fine. So then Tosis raises the question, if you hold that Tam Kikar is the Raisa, how come the Gemara says on Masechas Avodah Zarah that if you eat the food that has the trefa ingredient in it, and it's a trefa ingredient enhances the flavor, I can tell that it has trefa, but it's clearly less than 50%. So the Gemara says you don't get Malkus. How come you don't get Malkus? If it's an Issa de Rabbanan, we understand why you don't get Malkus. But according to the Tosfos sheet, according to the way we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, the Tam Kikar is their Issa, like Tosfos against Rashi. How do you deal with the Gemara in Masechus Avodah Zarah that says that if you eat Amar Rabbi Yochanan here and says it's an Avodah Zarah, the bottom of the Tosfos on Tzadik Chesam and basically the last three lines, Avodah Zarah daf samach zayin omid aleph, 10 dafim before the end of the Masechta. So the Gemara says here, ain't a loiken. So well, how come you ain't a loiken? So Tosis has different opinions. What's the story with Tam Kikar? Rashi's opinion is one opinion, that Tam Kikar is love their eyes. That, for sure, they're not accepting that. So Tosis on the top quotes, Rabbi Yosef Mir Olanz. That's one of the Bali HaTos. Sometimes the corner I've been here, the third line from the top of Tzadik Tesimonal. Sometimes I've become Rabbi Yosef Mir Olanz, and sometimes the corner of Rabbi Yosef Shohalach Le'eretz HaTzvi. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. He went on Aliyah. And sometimes the Kana Ben Yosef Yerushalayim, after they heard that he arrived already. In different places, they call him by different titles, but it's the same Balotesis. So on this Shita, they call him by different names. So this Rabbi Yosef Mirolans, he came from France. There was a big Aliyah, a whole group of Balotesis. So this Rabbi Yosef Mirolans said, we paskan Tam Kikar deraisa, but it's only an Isser Essay, that's why there's no Malkus. What's the Mokka for Tam Kikar? The Mokka is from Giuli Klemidyon. The Torah says in Parshas Matos, when they won the war against the Miyonim and they captured all the treif of pots and pans, so the Baruch Shalom commanded that they have to make everything kosher. And if they'll cook food in the pot without kashering, how serious a violation will they have done? They will not have fulfilled the mitzvah of kashering. So it's only Allah Baba Mechlal Aseh. They were commanded to kasher the pots. So the worst it can be is an Issur Essay. If you eat a bar of Chazer Schmaltz, if you eat a candy bar that has 51% trefus and 49% kosher, so that's bien. So there the Issur is bien. But if you eat a candy bar or a cookie or something, a soup, where less than 50% of the ingredients is treif, so then Minatori should really say it's bottle barab. The Pusik says you should have kasher and you didn't kasher, so you arrive right on an Issur Essay. Issur Essay, there's no Malkus. That's Rabbi Yosef Mir Olanz. The whole mocker is Giuli Klei Midyon. That's only an Issur Essay. Rabbi Natam disagreed with the Rabbi Yosef Mir Olanz, and he said it's not correct even if you're right that that's the Makkah, the Gemara has different Tanaim and different Amarim, each one gives a different suggestion. What is the source for the Chumash if you should assume that Tam Kika Deras, you have to have a Pasuk? So what is the Makkah? So even if you should assume that the Makkah is Giuli Klei Midyon, it doesn't only remain Alav Havo Mechlal Asei that Ein Loikim Olav. No, I should apply the rule of Ahadri Li Surikama. That's Rabbi Natam coined an expression. Ahadri Li Surikama. What does it mean Ahadri Li Surikama? If you have a rule and you have an exception to the rule, then you have an exception to the exception. So does it go back into the original rule, or does it remain on the footnote, on the bottom of the page? Is it only an exception to the exception? Here the Torah has a rule. You're not allowed to eat chazen. Then the Torah has an exception to the rule. If the chazen is bottled beroiv, you have an asterisk, and you put on the bottom of the page. If the chazen is bottled beroiv, then it's mutter. Then you have a footnote on the footnote, but even if it's bottled beroiv, but if it's nice and tam l'shvach, so then it's not going to be bottled. So that's only an iser esse? Or do you say, no, hadra l'isur kama? If it's an exception to the exception, so it's not an exception, so it goes back, hadra l'isur kama, goes back to the original din, goes back on top of the page. On top of the page it says, whoever eats chazer is loike. So that's what Rabbi Natam claims. Whenever you have a rule with an exception to the exception, you say, hadra l'isur kama, take for example, adyantav, you're not allowed to do malacha. So then the Torah makes an exception to the rule, oichal nefesh, you're allowed to cook. Then the Torah has an exception to the exception, but you're not allowed to cook for a goy, only for Yisrael. So if you cook for a nochri, he's a human being. So that's the rule is kol malacha sabay de lo sasi na la du malacha. Then there's an exception to the rule if it's eichel nefesh. Then you have if it's eichel nefesh for a nochri, that's an exception to the exception. So Tosis has a machlokes. Should you say a hadra l'isurikama? So if you cook for a nochri, you'll be loike. But you say no, it's only an isur esse. That's a machlek zerushayim, and the first perik in Beitzel. Pima Gadim has a whole essay about that machlek. Should you say hadra l'isurikam? This gives us a mashal to demonstrate there is such a concept of a hadra l'isurikam. You have a din if you have a carbon, so it has an iser gizav avoda. It says in the Chumash, losave bevchor sharecha, velosogas bechor tzanecha. Even a b'chor, which is only a kachim kalim, it's not even kachim kachim, there's still an isa giza b'avoida. Then the Torah has an exception to the rule. By all karbanas, if they get a mum and yepayda, so then there's no isa me'ila. Everything is muta. But then there's an exception to the exception, even though there's no isa me'ila, but it says, how does it say, by psulei hamikdashim, it says, tizbach ve'achalta basa. It says, when yepayda karbanas, so it says in the Chumash, Tizbach ve'achalta basa. So the Gemara says, Tizbach v'lo giza ve'achalta v'lo l'kolavecha and basa v'lo cholav. That giza v'avoid is still us. On a sharp psulam g'doshim, shehumam v'nifta, you have a carbon that got a mum, and you applied it, and it was yotze l'chulin. So the rule is that there's an iser kodesh by all carbonis, that you're not allowed to get on the roads, an iser me'ile, an iser giza v'avoid. Then there's an exception to the rule. If it gets a mum and you applied it, then there's no isa mila. Then there's an exception to the exception. Even though there's no isa mila, but there's still an isa giza v'avoda, because it says tizbach v'la giza. Tizbach v'la giza. So does that revert back to the original isa? Lo sabah v'chor sharech v'lo sogas v'chor tzanecha, you get malchus? Or do you say, no, it's an exception to the exception, it's only an isa raseh. The Tosis quotes, it's a beferish gemara in Kiddushin, and daf yud gimel, in the first parak in Kiddushin. That if you have a shor psulam ha-kedoshim, shuhumam v'nifte, it got a mum kavu and you applied it and you do gizva avoda. Gemara says you like it. So Tosfos says, you see that there is such a thing sometimes as a hadra l'isurikama. It doesn't necessarily prove that in every single case that you have a rule and an exception to the exception. Doesn't mean you always say a hadra l'isurikama. Maybe sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his encyclopedia of his Chidusha Torah that we only have Aleph and Beis. So he has under Aleph Hadra l'isurikama. So he has his cases of a hadra. Tosfos, everybody knows. He's not going to include what Tosfos says. That's what Encyclopedia Talmud did. He has an encyclopedia of his chidushim. He has additional cases where he's done a hadra l'isurikama. Yeah, it's very sharp. So this is a machleg Rabbeinu Tam against Rabbeinu Yosef Meirlanz. Rabbeinu Yosef Meirlanz holds that even if you hold a Tam Kika deraisa, but the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin says you're not like it. Yeah, the Gemara is right. It's only an isur esse. It's not an isur lav. And Rabbi Natam disagrees. How can you say it's not an Isalav? Once the Torah says there's an exception to the exception, you no longer say Bitl Barav because it's nice and Tam Lishvach. So I should say Hadra l'isurikama should go back into the category that it should be an Isalav, it should be an Isakaris, it should be the real McCoy. there's a problematic Rambam in Hilchas Chametz. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam got out from the Gemara. He squeezed out from the Gemara. It's a question, how did he get this from the Gemara? The Rambam says there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat chametz b'pesach. Then there's another lav in the Minyan HaMitzvahs called machmetzes loisach. You're not allowed to eat taruvas chametz. So he says, and if you eat taruvas chametz, you get malchus, but there's no karis. If you eat chametz b'yend, there's karis. If you eat taruvas chametz, there's a lav and there's no karis. So the Ramban asks in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what in the world is he talking about? If it's nice and tam, if it's mimishen and mino and the chametz is nice and tam, so we pass on tam kika, the rice said there should be koris also. And if he's talking, it's ain't a nice and tam, so it shouldn't be a lav der rice, it should be bottle of rice. So Maram Shach, he doesn't understand what the Rambam is talking about. So the Vilna Goyen has an Abir Agro and Orechaim in Hilchas Pesach, he has a fantastic chiddush. He says, the Rambam holds a tam kika, the rice, and this is the mocker, this is the pasuk. And this pasuk called Machmetz Los Lechelo, that's what it means to tell you. There's only a lav and there's no kares. So if you have a tam ki ikar av chelo v'dam, there'll be a lav deraisa, but there won't be kares. That's a fantastic chiddush. It's a new iser. It's not a hadrili surikam. It's not that it goes back into the original iser. It's not a hadrili surikam. But you learn out from this lav called Machmetz Los Lechelo. So on all taruvas of all isurim, that you say tam kikar, you'll be loike, it'll be an isolav from this pasuk called machmetz la'sachelu, and this pasuk doesn't have karis. That's not the way we usually learn. That's the Ramban asks. He never heard of such a thing. And he said deraisa with malchus, and there's no karis, manavshach. And the Vilna Goyen claims, yeah, this is the Rambam's makkah for tam kikar deraisa. It's a lav, and kol ha'tarkuli, learn out from this pasuk. It's a lav, and there's no karis. The pashtus is that that's not what the Rambam meant. We have to discuss the Rambam some other time. So the Shaila is, how does Rabbi Natam deal with this Gemara? What's the story? In Tam Ki Iker, what's the story? Rabbi Natam holds Tam Ki Iker is their Isa, and he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yosef Me'alan and said it's only an Isa Resi. So Rabbi Natam thinks that you would get Malkus also. You would say, Hadru the Isuri Kama. How much do you have to eat in order to get Malkus? Let's say I have potato soup, or I have mashed potatoes, and you pour it in a little chazashmalz, and it enhances the flavor. Now it really tastes delicious. The mashed potatoes with the chazer schmaltz. But the chazer schmaltz is only 10% of the whole thing. 10% of the whole thing. So how much do you have to eat in order to get malchus? It's sufficient if you eat a kazayis. There is a machlokes hatanaim. How much tray for food do you have to eat in order to get malchus? So the Tana Reb Shimon at the end of Malkus is of the opinion kol shuhul malchus. Loyama kazayis el linya chatas bilvad. You don't need a kazayis in order to get malchus. But we don't pass them like that. We pass, you have to eat a kazayis of the tray for food in order to get malchus. So the shaila is here, how much of the potatoes, of the mashed potatoes do you have to eat? Do you have to eat only, let's say, 10% of the mashed potatoes is the chazan shmaltz? So you have to eat 10 kazayisim. So you know that having eaten 10 kazayisim toch kadeh achilas pras, you have eaten a kazayis of chazan shmaltz toch kadeh achilas pras. Or should you say that it's sufficient if you eat a kazayis of the whole taruas? So the Rosh quotes, we don't really have this Mefurish in Tosfos. We have it in the Sefer Yoshua Rabbi Natan. Whenever Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, it's from his Sefer Yoshua Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan wrote a Sefer where he develops all of his opinions. He writes in the introduction to the Sefer that his Chaverim encouraged him to write a Sefer. He should put together all of his original ideas. So that's called the Sefer Yoshua Rabbi Natan. There's a different Sefer Yoshua Chumash that has stories. That's not by the Rabbi Natan. That's somebody else. They mistakenly identified it as being authored by the Rabbi Natan. So the Rosh over here quotes this, the Rosh and Daf Tzadik Tes quotes this Sefer Yosher Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan's opinion is that if you eat kazayis minat haruvis, you're loike. There's no need to eat so much of the Rambam says you have to eat so much of the taruvis, you have to eat 10 kazayis of the taruvis, that you know 10% of everything was chazan shmaltz. So I know that I swallowed a kazayis took the achilas pas of the chazan shmaltz. Rabbi Natan disagrees and he says, no, it's sufficient if you eat kazayis minat haruvis. So the shaila is, isn't that a machlekes hatanaim, whether hetem mitztaref liyisr? And we usually pass ganein hetem mitztaref liyisr. So why does Rabbi Natan all of a sudden say over here that kazayis minat haruvis is enough? So we'll have to continue tomorrow. They announced that from now on mincha is going to be 2:30. So what?
Just this week.
Oh, okay. So next week, no more Avinu Malkeinu. So we're going back to later. Okay. Okay, still in the middle of the sentence.
Very accurate.
Yes.